It's time for You Talking to Me with your host, Big JD.
That's right, you're listening to You Talking to Me. I'm Big JD, and today's guest, mixed media artist Sarah Beveridge, joins me today on the show. And Sarah is a curator and writer. She holds a Master of Fine Arts from the University of Western Ontario and a Bachelor of Fine Arts from the University of Windsor. Sarah's gallery, SB Contemporary Art, opened its doors on Church Street in Windsor just about a year ago, and Sarah joins me today to discuss art, galleries, and a dozen years of Canadian art exploration. Please welcome Sarah Beveridge to You Talking to Me. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm
happy
good
to be here.
It's great to have you here. And I want to thank you again for rescheduling the show because you were supposed to be on last week.
Not a problem at all.
We happen to have Dick Wagner in town, who was a guitar player from Alice Cooper, Kiss, and everybody else.
Yeah.
So it was...
happy to do it. I'm here in the area, so I can pop in anytime.
And now you're here, so that's cool. Now, you've been involved in... art scenes all over Canada. So maybe you can take us back where I believe it all began for you, the Sis Boom Ba Gallery in Toronto.
Yeah, actually, the Sis Boom Ba Gallery was a gallery that that I established with some with two other artists back in around 1999. And that was sort of my first independent gallery experience in terms of curating. And that really happened after I left here, after finishing my Bachelor of Fine Arts here at the University of Windsor. I headed off to Toronto and joined forces with actually two other women, Jenny San Martin and Samantha Lamb. And the three of us went to work to open up Sis Boom Ba at 1114 Queen West. And we did the first exhibition there, and then Jenny San Martin went on. And as far as I know, the gallery still exists in some form today, but the name has really, really hung on and really was part of the independent gallery scene of Queen West in Toronto at that time.
Mm-hmm. And you opened your first commercial gallery in 05 in Barrie?
Yeah, it was actually following... my master's degree in London, Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
I guess after each degree, I need to go and open or another gallery space. But in 2005, finishing my master's in London, I moved up to Barrie and established Sarah Beveridge Contemporary Art, which I've now shortened to SB Contemporary Art. And I ran that for 2 years in the Barrie community, representing artists in that region. So mm-hmm. It was very successful, and it led me to then being the public curator there in Barrie.
And you were at the McLaren Art Center.
Yeah, the McLaren Art Center was the public gallery in Barrie, Ontario. And following the commercial gallery space that I had there in Barrie, I worked for 2 years in the public gallery system at the McLaren Art Center, which really gave me a great opportunity to work within a nonprofit organization of that size, and to also work with a senior level of artists within. Within Canada that we're exhibiting on both a national and international level. And it gave me the opportunity to do a lot of writing mm-hmm. in terms of the exhibitions that I was curating and then doing support writing for those exhibitions.
Right. And that's was my next question for you, actually, about your published written works, I guess, on many artists. And what were you writing for? Were you writing for the web and for publications and things? Or
They were publications that were put out through the McLaren Art Center primarily. And they were on specific artists, Monica Tapp, Don Maynard, Alexander Wasenko. Several of these artists are again showing on a national level as well as internationally. I still continue to do writing on an ongoing basis, not as much as when you're within a public gallery system, but I will be writing for an artist, Jose Sione, for an exhibition that's opening at the Thames Gallery in September called Open Sesame. And I'll be writing the catalog publication for that artist. So I'm really happy to be doing that now, sort of on a local and more independent basis as well.
Mm-hmm. Had you not had your own gallery for a little bit before you came back to Windsor? Because you're back here where you attended university. And what brought you to Windsor to open a gallery? I know you've talked about being an excellent location, bridging Windsor and Detroit. So,
Well, in terms of the gallery and kind of the sequence of events, I had gone back to actually teaching at Georgian College in Barrie after leaving my position at the McLaren Art Center, and at that time I met my husband, who's Chris Carvello. And he had purchased the building at 1017 that SB Contemporary Arts, mm-hmm. as well as his Canada South Eco Tours Company, is situated in. And it was at that time, in terms of meeting him, that I then moved down here and repositioned myself back here in Windsor, and was thrilled to be back, having been here in the 90s and mm-hmm. been part of the art community at that time.
Tell me a little bit about Charles Meanwell as an artist, but also his significance in the launch of your galleries and, in the case of Barrie, the closing as well.
Charles Meanwell is a longtime friend that I met when I was living in Barrie, Ontario, and was the curator at that time. Charles was living in Owen Sound at that time. He's a painter that's originally from Windsor, Essex. He's exhibited here at the Art Gallery of Windsor, and he's also represented by Nicolas Metivier in Toronto. He's a well-established painter and has become a good friend. He's going to be exhibiting with me in June alongside a local artist, Elaine Carr. And so I'm excited he's coming back. He's played the bagpipes for me many times to open and close the gallery spaces that I've had, and I'm thrilled and honored that he's been able to kind of come and be a part of that that process. So I know in June he'll be coming back again to mm-hmm. play the bagpipes.
Cool. It's little things like that sometimes mean a lot. So wanted
yeah,
to make
definitely.
Sure you mentioned that.
It's sentimental.
And you mentioned eco-tours. Tell me a little bit about that, because I know that you, and I don't know how many things you've done now, but you did a Boblo bike tour.
Yes, the Boblo bike tour didn't end up going ahead, but it's going to be running actually this September.
Oh, okay, good.
And,
I didn't miss it.
Yeah, so you haven't missed it. And Canada South Eco Tours is going to be doing four tours this season. Mm-hmm. And the first one that Chris and myself have actually partnered on is the Art Tourist. And this is actually going to be running on May 19th, and it goes around to the different galleries in the city. So we'll be starting at SB. It's a biking art tour that then goes to Common Ground, to the Art Gallery of Windsor, and to ArtSite. And we'll be showcasing and then talking about the exhibitions that are on at those given times. And so it's very exciting. May Works is on at that time. Media City Film Festival is on. And those exhibitions are going to be highlighted through that through the tour. It's $20 to come out. Mm-hmm. And we've got bikes to rent as well. So the Eco Tours is just sort of another bit. It's a hybrid space, SB mm-hmm. Contemporary Art, alongside Chris's initiatives as well at 1017. And he's also going to be doing an astronomy and biking tour. There's two weekends, one in May and one in July.
Okay.
And he partners with Explore Pelee on that.
Mm-hmm.
And you go out over the weekend and bike Pelee Island, and Camp. There's an astronomy evening as mm-hmm. well. So those have also run consecutively 2 years in a row now. So you can look for okay. those too.
Camping as well?
Or is it, yeah, you yeah. camp overnight. Yeah. There's catered, they have meals prepared.
Sounds
breakfast,
like
lunch, and dinner. So.
And speaking of bikes, tell me a little bit about Bike Love. That was an exhibit, I guess, based on bicycle art at the gallery?
Yeah, it's actually, you're doing a little bit of foreshadowing there, because I was like, I wonder how he got that title, because that's the title. We've put together an annual exhibition that has to do with art and bikes. It's our one... one of two sort of community initiatives through the gallery okay. That Chris and I partner on, combining his business and my own. And last year it was called I Like to Ride My Bicycle, based oh, okay. on the Queen mm-hmm. Yeah. song. And then this year we decided that we would call the exhibition Bike Love. And this exhibition takes place, and we tie it in, and we often try to tie our exhibitions into other events or happenings going on in the city of Windsor. And Bike Love coincides with the Erie Street race.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Which has been going on now in Little Italy for
years.
53. I think this is.
Oh, that's all.
It missed last year, which was unfortunate. But
why was that? Was that the construction or something?
Because of the construction, yeah. mm-hmm. but. It's been 53 years that race has existed, and we're hoping to have that run and have the exhibition run alongside it.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that you use the space for some other things, like the eco-tours and whatnot, but do you still hold yoga classes there as well?
We haven't had any yoga classes run as of yet, but with the space being a hybrid space, I do run studio workshops. I have a painting class on Thursday mornings
oh, okay.
That runs currently, and so we are interested in having other individuals come in, utilize the space. It's a lovely space. And we haven't had any classes in terms of yoga, meditation, but the gallery is well suited to those opportunities for small groups, about 12 to 15 individuals. So mm-hmm. it's maybe something again for the future. It's been a year, as you said, and it's we're just in our anniversary month right now, and there's still lots more to come.
And actually, people can probably get a lot of this information from your website, which is?
SBcontemporaryart.com. And there's lots of information regarding the classes, the current exhibitions that are on, as well as other opportunities, the blog, contact information, where we're located.
And being a musician and coming down to the gallery for this particular event, I wanted to ask you about... something that we had a chance to speak with you at for a film that we're doing, actually, about the Rock Wall. And tell me how that came about with Tom Lusher from Fog.
Yeah, this was a really great and unexpected opportunity that came forward. And again, in terms of kind of connecting and building with a new community, the music community is a large community here within Windsor. And I was looking to, definitely connect. And having seen the drawing that Tom had done at Fog, I was thrilled by just the drawing itself in terms of this web of information and history. But just in terms of the labor, the dedication, and I think just the drive to do something that really roots the arts and the music industry here, that I really wanted to assist in being able to kind of take that to another level so that it could be expanded. And it was very successful, and it was great to work with Tom, and we had a great amount of people, new people that were coming into the gallery over those 4 days, so mm-hmm. it was fantastic.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about some of the past exhibitions at SB Contemporary Art here in Windsor, and also what's happening now and any plans for the summer. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to You Talking to Me with Big JD.
on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
Do you have an interesting career? You have an interesting life experience to share with others? If you'd like to be a guest on You Talking to Me, contact me, Big JD, at the You Talking to Me website. That's youtalkingtome.ca. The letter U, talking, the number two, me, youtalkingtome.ca.
All right, we're back. Sarah Beveridge is here with me at the CJAM studio. And Sarah's owner and curator of SB Contemporary Art in Windsor. So tell us where you're located again and where listeners can find more information on the web.
SB Contemporary Art's located at 1017 Church Street, and we're just south of Erie, and we're in a residential neighborhood, and it's a commercial brick building. So to some it may seem out of the way, but once you find it, it becomes definitely a destination. And in terms of the website, it's sbcontemporaryart.com.
So, Sarah, what makes a good gallery? Are there things you can do to make the experience really stand out, maybe from other galleries or, you know, new ideas?
I think for myself, you know, definitely had the opportunity to work in several different types of gallery spaces. For me, it really is about approachability. And I think that in terms of connecting with the community, that's one of the key areas for myself within my programming that I've really definitely tried to achieve and balance. And for myself, it really makes for sort of a very kind of friendly environment, one that can enrich and also educate the public. I definitely also feel in terms of the gallery that it should speak to a variety of different audiences. And I think kind of reaching out and being parts of different aspects of the community, be it the cycling community, the, you know, music community, you know, reaching out to those different types of areas only really kind of benefits everybody. Mm-hmm. In terms of the quality of the work and what's being exhibited.
And speaking of what's being exhibited, we'll get into what's currently at the gallery, but tell us a little bit about past galleries. Work it here nor there. Are you in the room? I know there's the art is quite diverse that comes through the exhibitions, or the exhibits rather. Do you have things as diverse as sculptures and all that kind of stuff as, or have you as of yet?
Yes, it's actually been a real range of work. The gallery's first objective is that it is a commercial gallery. So definitely in terms of its number one sort of priority is that it's here to represent artists and to sell those artists' works. Mm-hmm. And to really showcase the caliber of the work that's happening here within Windsor. Some of the other exhibitions that we then put on that I've mentioned in terms of some of the community-based exhibitions gives us an opportunity to kind of show a little bit more alternative work, be a little bit more inclusive so we can have, you know, different age groups involved. But in terms of Work It, Here Nor There, Are You in the Room, Work It, for example, was the first exhibition that I did with the Masters of Fine Arts students from the University of Windsor. Mm-hmm. And this is an objective that I had to connect with the university and with the visual arts that and the artists that are coming out of that, coming out of the institution right here. Mm-hmm. And showcasing that work to the community so that there really is a sort of a presence of that work coming forward. And the other two exhibitions really showcase the caliber of the artists. Both of the other exhibitions did have a focus on painting. And in terms of how these exhibitions come to be, it's a mix of both. sometimes the artists are coming to me mm-hmm. and letting me know about the work that they're doing, and sometimes I'm sort of seeking them out. I'm always open to doing studio visits in terms of looking for new artists to curate into exhibitions. And so I do welcome artists to come in and talk to me or send me images because I work about a year in advance. And it's easier yeah. to work that way mm-hmm. in terms of kind of coordinating and just kind of sorting out. It gives artists opportunity to make the work as well.
Right, right. Tell us a little bit about your current gallery, Peak. Is that what's there now?
Yes. The current exhibition, after we took the rock wall down, the current exhibition is, again, full circle back within a year's time, is the Masters of Fine Arts students. Mm-hmm. They're in their first year here at the University of Windsor. And again, the title Peak really kind of just lends itself to this idea of being able to just view the process. These artists are new to this community. Some of them are from Montreal, Toronto, from the West Coast. And so it's a way in which for them to showcase their work here locally, and for us to really see what's also coming through and the artists that are coming out of the institution.
And how long is that going to be there for?
That exhibition is on now until the end of April, so it closes on the 28th. We have one other event, though, that's going to take place on the 26th. Nicholas DeCousin is a video-based artist, and he's going to be doing an on-site projection on April 26th mm-hmm. at dusk, where he's going to be projecting through the front windows of the gallery. So the gallery is actually...
From the outside?
Well, from the inside.
From the inside out?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so the gallery will actually be closed, and the projector, and so then the image can be viewed from the outside. So anybody wow. walking by can come. The title of the exhibition or the projection is called Actualized Spaces. Mm-hmm. And Nicholas DeCousin is currently in the Peak exhibition mm-hmm. and is one of the MFA students here at the University of Windsor. So I'm very excited about trying something a little different
yeah,
and really
different.
Turning the gallery a little bit inside out in order projecting something.
Sounds really cool.
It.
And maybe you can tell us a little bit about yourself as an artist. What form of art do you work in?
I always state that I'm a mixed media based artist because mm-hmm. I find that I jump around a little bit. I've done, at different times, I've done performance based work. I've done two dimensional based work where I'm actually working with photography. I've done media based work in video and film. But most recently, I've been working sort of with a range of materials. I collect old typewriters, oh. and I type out certain dialogue, stories, narrative, and then I print and also sew into these images. But primarily, the works tend to be about memory and really kind of deal with storytelling or lost narratives.
So what do you get to do with your work? Do you get to put it on display? Are you going to have an exhibit?
What? I do. I have. I did put some of the work in the Christmas exhibition most recently that we had at SB Contemporary Art. Mm-hmm. I won't be showcasing my work primarily through SB Contemporary Art, but I do still practice on an ongoing basis. I participated in the biennial this year at the Art Gallery of Windsor, and mm-hmm. so I was happy to have two prints that were featured in that exhibition that was curated by Ian Baxter. And
who are some of your favorite artists?
This was
were you continuing?
No,
I did
was
you say
gonna,
and or was it a last name?
No, in Ian Baxter's name, it's
oh, okay.
Ian Baxter and.
All right. And who are some of your favorite artists? And are they, I mean, I imagine you have some locals that you like, and as well maybe across Canada, but what about international artists or European?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely kind of go back. I mean, within my own process of making, there's certain female artists I definitely would resonate with right away. And I would say that these were sort of inspiring artists from when I, you know, first was completing my Bachelor of Fine Arts. Women like Eva Hess, Louise Bourgeois, Kiki Smith. And I think, you know, later, as I sort of move through my career and my practice, I became a lot more interested in public space and this, you know, relationship between sort of public and private space. There's an artist that I really admire whose name is Doug Scholes from Montreal. Mm-hmm. And he's part of a project there called Dare Dare, which is a Montreal collective that does a lot of collaborative-based work in public spaces. And they were actually recently here back in October doing a project in Detroit, which we had the opportunity, my husband and I, to go over to see where they were actually. It was not far from the train station, actually, and they had taken over certain house there and done a site-based based project. And so they really are about kind of activating and reinserting or revitalizing. And I'm very much interested in artists that are working in that way within mm-hmm. the community.
I want to ask your opinion on what determines fine art as opposed to art that would not be classified as fine.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. You know, somebody says fine arts. What determines that as opposed to something that's just art?
Right. I think that definitely fine art comes out of sort of a discipline or, you know, a very academic kind of terminology.
So it doesn't include paint by numbers or anything like that, right?
It could. It could actually, surprisingly, because...
I got to ask you how.
It's difficult, you know, to determine because... You know,
it depends on how many numbers. If there's a lot of numbers on it, that could be fine.
Well, it's interesting. A lot of artists choose to utilize or kind of transform different ways of working and recontextualize works in order to bring new meaning. And so there could be a contemporary artist that chooses to take a paint-by-number system and very systematically plays with that in a certain way. That really could make it into a fine art versus maybe something that would be seen as maybe an amateur art. But in the end, I think that when I think, you know, of what is fine art, it really comes down to an authenticity mm-hmm. and an honesty in terms of that individual's expression, similar to music or any other art form. An artist is representing and reflecting the time that we live in right now. And that could mean, many people, there's video art, there's installation art, there's sound-based art, but there's still traditional, you know, genres of painting, printmaking. There's so much that, you know, fine art now encompasses mm-hmm. that, but it really still does come back to artists really reflecting on the world
right.
and reflecting on, you know, the society and could be politics of that particular time frame mm-hmm. within their work.
All right. Well, thank you for being on the show today. And again, thank you for rearranging the schedule and let listeners know again where they can find you on the web.
Yes, sbcontemporaryart.com, and we've got a new exhibition coming up, opening as part of MayWorks on May 5th, and with Professor William Starling, which you'll see some posters and notifications go out regarding that, and 1017 Church Street. Come out and see us.
All right. Thanks again for being on the show, Sarah.
Thank you.
I can attest to the fact that we have many fine artists in this city, artists of all kinds. And for contemporary art, you'll want to check out SB Contemporary Art on Church Street and the website as well, sbcontemporaryart.com. And next week, a music-related show from Jam Space. Jeff Burke joins me right here on You Talking to Me. I'll see you then. I'm Big JD. Thanks for listening.